Welcome to EarnestlyContendingForTheFaith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about heaven. The title of today's session is The Heavenly Home of the Redeemed. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Verse 1, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want you to note in that particular passage of Scripture that the Lord Jesus Christ did not go to build the mansion. He went to prepare them. The mansions are already there awaiting our return to heaven. Now, some facts about heaven. Heaven is a happy home. It is a place of no sorrow. In Revelation 21:4, the Bible says this, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Heaven is also a place of no sin. Revelation 21, verse 27, And there shall be in no wise enter into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Heaven is also a place of rest from labors. Revelation 14:3 puts it this way, And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Folks, heaven is also an inhabited place. It is inhabited by God the Father. Mark chapter 11, verses 25 and 26 describe it this way. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Heaven is also inhabited by the Lord Jesus Christ. We see it stated in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 this way. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. And that high priest, folks, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 7, verse 55, describes the presence of Christ in heaven this way. But he, this is talking about Stephen now, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Okay, heaven is also inhabited by the redeemed. And by the redeemed, we mean all folks that have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Revelation 5:9 describes this group, immense group of people, an unlimited number of people that cannot be counted. Verse 9 in Revelation 5, And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And if you go up into Revelation chapter 7, you will see that it describes untold numbers of people out of every kindred, every nation, no matter where they're from, that are going to be there in heaven. Okay, heaven is also a desired home, folks. It's desired because our names are written there. Luke chapter 10, verse 20. And when I say our names, I'm talking about the redeemed, the saved folks. Verse 20 of Luke 10. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Heaven is also a desired home because our inheritance is there. 1 Peter chapter 4 states this, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Heaven is also a desired place because we will be united with Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4, 17 puts it this way. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that passage is talking about the rapture of the saints, what a lot of people refer to as the rapture of the church. It is that time when all living and dead members of the body of Christ, all the believers, really not just of the body of Christ, but all believers from righteous Abel up to the point that the rapture takes place, that's when they will be reunited with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, heaven is also an eternal home. It is an eternal home for believers. We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house be of this, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Heaven is also an eternal, home of occupation for us. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 and 4, it states this, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Also, heaven is the home of eternal beauty. Revelation chapter 21, verse 2 puts it this way. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Also, folks, heaven is a perfect home. It is free from the wicked. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21 says this. Envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. All those things that we just called out are not going to be present in heaven. Also, heaven is free from the unclean. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 says this, For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. That again is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Heaven is also marvelous in nature. We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, where Paul tells us this, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That again is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. We also know from John chapter 14 that heaven is a prepared home. We see this in John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Okay? Heaven is also a city prepared by God. We see that in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And folks, that city is the New Jerusalem. Heaven is also a place prepared for people. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27 puts it this way, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So we see that those that will be in heaven, their names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And folks, heaven is also an accessible home. Heaven is accessible by and through the Lord Jesus Christ, because it says this in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Heaven is also accessible by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 states this, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're going to get into heaven, the only way you're going to get there is by faith. And the Bible said there in verse 6 that it without faith it is impossible to please God. If you have no faith, you're not going to heaven. Also, heaven is accessible by conversion, and that's pretty much what we were just talking about. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, it states this, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18, verse 3. Conclusion of the matter is this, is how to know you're going to heaven. Number one, because the Bible says you can, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. We can also know it because the Spirit is your witness. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, we also have a passages of Scripture in Romans chapter 8 that says that if you do not have the Spirit of God, then you are none of His. We gain entry into heaven, and we can be sure of that because of the Spirit that dwells in the born-again believer that witnesses to us that we are indeed a child of God. Number one, number three, we know that we're going to heaven because of the life you now live. 2 Corinthians 5:17 shows that if you have been saved, if you have repented of your sins, it states this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Folks, if you've been saved, there's going to be evidence of it, and there's going to be a change in your life. And if that evidence is not there, if your attitude toward your sin and toward God has not changed, then you will not be going to heaven. Now, these three proofs that we just mentioned give assurance that you can know for sure that you are born again. And we'll close with John chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. So the only way that you're going to get into this heavenly home that we have been describing in this short presentation is that ye must be born again. And you can be born again by putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and repenting of your sins. We want to thank you for joining us today.